From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Coast Guard initiated a public comment period pertaining to proposed safety requirements at several bar entrances in Central and Northern California. Regulated navigation areas being proposed for the harbor entrances at Crescent City Harbor, Humboldt Bay, Noyo River, and Morro Bay. The proposed regulation would create additional safety requirements for recreational and small commercial vessels operating in those areas during periods of hazardous conditions like high wind or breaking surf. Four surfers being credited with saving two swimmers in trouble Monday at Trinidad State Beach. The victims, two men, ages 20 and 15, visiting the area with their family from Shasta County and playing in the surf at Trinidad State Beach when a large set of waves swept them out into the ocean. Neither party were wearing wetsuits or had any type of flotation device. The current quickly carried them away from shore. Both were unable to swim back. As the current swept them northward, four surfers, all age 16, heard the victims yelling for help through the thick fog. Adrian York, first-year California State Parks seasonal ocean lifeguard, was one of those surfers. York went to shore, verified that 911 was being called, and swam back out to the victims who've been located by other surfers, two of whom are participants in the California State Parks North Coast Junior Lifeguards Program. York calmed the victims down and got them out of danger by giving them surfboards to hang on to. York and the others then swam the victims safely to shore in teams of two. A $10,000 donation from the Tony Hawk Foundation puts McKinleyville that much closer to having its own skate park. The group submitted a grant proposal to the foundation, which made the award announcement recently. Estimated cost of the skate park, $850,000. Organizers say getting a grant like the Hawk Foundation's can spur other grant money to come in. So far, the group has raised about $130,000 for the project. Engineering and permitting details are being worked out in the meantime. If you have an idea that could promote business growth or job creation in Humboldt County, consider applying for a grant award through the Humboldt County Headwaters Grant Fund. Applications for the 2019-2020 grant round are being accepted from November 15th through January 15th next year, with awards anticipated to be announced in April of 2020. Application forms and instructions can be found on the county's Headwaters Fund Grants webpage. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.